This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops are storming towards Ukraine's capital, and street fighting is breaking out. The soldiers advanced Saturday as city officials urged the residents to take shelter. Amid the violence, the country's president refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting that he would stay. As dawn broke out in Kyiv, it was not immediately clear how far the Russians had gotten in the city. Skirmishes reported on the edge of the city suggested that the Russian units were probing Ukrainian defenses to clear a path for the main forces. The street clashes follow fighting that pummeled bridges, schools, and apartment buildings and resulted in hundreds of casualties. Meanwhile, the AP sources say that U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration want Congress to approve $6.4 billion for Ukraine and U.S. allies, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an initial $6.4 billion to cover military and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine and the region. Two people familiar with the request spoke to the Associated Press Friday on condition of anonymity. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware spoke with reporters earlier Friday.
I do think there's also strong support for additional funding to meet this moment.
The largest portion of the funds would go to the Defense and State Departments and the U.S. Agency for International Development. White House and other administration officials described the request to congressional aides in a conference call. Mike Grassi.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has urged sports bodies to cancel or move all events they plan to hold in Russia and Belarus, and stop using the country's flags and national anthems. The request from the Olympic body came after the UEFA moved the Champions League final from St. Petersburg to suburban Paris, and after the governing body of skiing and Formula One pulled upcoming races from Russia. Volleyball and shooting both have world championships scheduled to be held in Russia. There's also a World Cup qualifying playoff match against Poland scheduled for March 24th in Moscow. President Biden has made his Supreme Court pick, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
She would be the high court's first black woman. Jackson is a federal appeals court judge here in Washington. In the president's words, a proven consensus builder and someone who knows the law must work for the American people.
She strives to be fair, to get it right, to do justice.
Standing alongside him in the White House.
Thank you again, Mr. President, for this extraordinary honor.
If confirmed, Jackson would replace Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she once clerked, as the court weighs cases including abortion and voting rights. Sagar Magani.
U.S. officials say that most Americans live in places where healthy people can safely take a break from wearing masks. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday outlined a new set of measures for communities where COVID-19 is easing its grip. They focus less on positive test results and more on what's happening at hospitals. More than 70% of the U.S. population lives in counties where the coronavirus is posing a low or medium threat to hospitals. Those are the people who can stop wearing masks for now. The agency is still advising that people, including school children, wear masks where the risk of COVID-19 is high, and the new recommendations do not change the requirements to wear masks on public transportation. Three former Minneapolis police officers convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights now have been facing federal charges and sentences that one expert says could range from less than 5 years in prison to as much as 25 years in prison. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.